This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugarland. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Five Reasons I Hate You, Jets edition. Normally a Friday staple. Today it's a Thursday staple because the Jets play the Texans tonight, 7:15 kickoff. Last I checked, the Jets are still favored. That's one reason to hate them. They have no business. No business, I say, being favored by 1.5 points. But the Texans got to prove it on the field tonight. You can hear that game here on Sports Radio 610. You can hear Seth and I on Texans Countdown starting at 4:15 here on the station today and on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. All right, let's start. Reason number five. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers, so why not just transition right into this and stick with Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, very hateable. As we've played audio throughout the week of him sneering at media members, talking about his cayenne pepper. Admittedly, he was likable for about 15 seconds in his press conference yesterday. We will admit that. But this is a segment about hate. And I like bringing up petty little things like this. Most wins by a New York-based quarterback since the start of last season. Zach Wilson, 4. Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, 3. Aaron Rodgers is technically getting credit for that, for the 4 snap that he took in the Buffalo game to start last year. I'm going to give that one to Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson should have 5, and Aaron Rodgers should have 2.
I forgot that he gets credit for that win.
He started the game. Yeah, he started the game. Took 4 snaps, shredded his Achilles. He got credit for a win. He should be tied with Tyrod Taylor and Trevor Siemian at 2.
And it's one of those things where it's even worse than it appears, because there were some moments of, there were some glimmers of hope early in the season, week 3 versus the Patriots, for instance. Since then, over the last 5 weeks, the Jets offense is 27th in scoring, 25th in total yards per game, 31st in rushing, 31st in third down conversions,
wow.
28th in red zone efficiency. And they've been really, really bad with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
Okay.
And even despite having multiple former Packers on the roster, despite trading for Davante Adams, nothing seems to get it going with a guy that, was supposed to be just A-OK after his Achilles tendon tear.
Yeah, you bring up the former Packers. One name will be out tonight, Alan Lazard, who's actually had a pretty decent season so far for the Jets.
Yeah.
He will miss the game tonight. I'm going to say they're loaded at wide receiver. They got good wide receivers on this team. Actually, they are kind of loaded. If you get the peak version of Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson, and Mike Williams, you're pretty loaded at wide receiver.
Brian Baldinger did a piece from a play last. You know, Brian Baldinger does those Baldy breakdowns that everybody loves when they do one. This one wasn't as good for radio because there were so many things going on. There was Like, on one given play, it was, like, emblematic of the entire... It was like the butt fumble times four, Sean. Because offensive lineman is getting destroyed. Rodgers could have gone hot and said he tried to go somewhere else. Ends up rifling the ball into the back of a tight end or wide receiver, a tight end. The ball bounces in the air. And then, like a hot potato, hits like three different Jets offensive linemen's hands before everything finally ended. It was a comedy of errors, and it didn't look that much different than a lot of what the Jets have been doing lately. So, including like last week, the Jets, they had to burn three timeouts in the first quarter to avoid delay of game penalties. Aaron Rodgers got a delay of penalty or delay of game penalty in the fourth quarter. It's gotten way worse than even it was before Robert Saleh was fired.
It's a shoddy operation. It is a shoddy operation.
All right, looks like it's being run like an interim head coach.
100%. 100%. So reason number five, Aaron Rodgers. Reason number four, Mike Greenberg of ESPN. There's something about national personalities that wear their fanhood for their team on their sleeve that just annoys me a little bit. Like the McAfee Colts thing. And McAfee actually played for the Colts, so maybe I should. But the Colts thing with McAfee has started to veer towards that for me a little bit.
Yeah.
I would imagine JJ, when he takes up for the Texans, people are a little like, ugh. Mike Greenberg in the Jets, though, because he never played for the Jets. He was just a Jets fan growing up.
Yeah.
But that every segment about the Jets turns into something about Greeny that bothers me. You know, because I generally like ESPN's programming, but I don't need Mike Greenberg's preferences for teams or his affinity or affiliation for teams bleeding into my enjoyment of the content.
And I don't buy it either, because it's just too easy because, like, oh, it's a massive fan base that, you know, will feel like he identifies with
them. He's pandering.
And it's, he's pandering to the Jets fan base. Yeah. And they're like, oh, look at poor beleaguered me. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Except for the 9 million.
Yeah, sure, I got Golic fired, but still, I'm just like you.
Yeah. I make $10 million a year. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like you. I'm sad about the Jets.
Yeah. I love the Jets so much. I love New York so much. I live in Weston, Connecticut. Oh,
When you're covering the entire league like that, you got to check your fandom at the door
a little
bit.
I think you do.
Not completely and totally, but a little bit.
No.
You know, I don't mind. Like, I'm not going to – I don't need there to be an illusion that every single sports writer doesn't have a favorite team, this or that or anything. But, most writers actually try to adhere to that.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a TV guy, whatever. Yeah.
So Greeny bothers me. That's number four. Number three, and this probably could be number one if we were truly ranking these, this Fireman Ed. This sort of adopted mascot that the Jets have had for several, you know, decades now. He's been a Jet season ticket holder, dresses up in the Jet gear with the Jet fire hat on. Apparently of late, Seth, Fireman Ed has been complaining because he's been getting a little more minimized, it seems, by Jets in-stadium team.
He's gotten very diva-like.
Yes.
And this extends back to, like, at one point he had quit the team and he just wasn't going to go to games anymore. This goes several years back. So, yeah, he's a little full of himself.
Yeah, this was Fireman Ed on his Instagram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
A few weeks ago.
Hey, I've been getting a lot of emails and texts from fans about the Jet experience in the stadium with the big screens. Last night in particular, although on the Denver game also, last night in particular, we scored a touchdown. And normally, as a tradition, we're always put on a screen. Me, Scott, and Jetman are put on a screen to do the Jet chant and get the crowd going, which is a staple in Jet Life Stadium. Also, on a defensive end, which is the most important, normally they will put us on the screen to get the crowd going. It gives it more of a widespread experience for the fans to see, and we can get the defensive chant going. But something's going on in the Jet production team over in Jet Life Stadium. I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing us out, and I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident that it's happening, and it needs to stop, because we need home field advantage. That's what we have, and we need to keep it going. So something's going on. Please let me know if you know something. Thanks a lot. Go Jets.
Dude, get over yourself.
He said, what the hell? There's nothing more of like, I'm going to cloak my divadom in concern for the team. This is important. It's not about, look, it's not even about me. Dude. It's about what the team loses by not having me and my increasingly monetizable in this digital world space, just being able to be out there and getting the crowd going.
Can you imagine, like, Ultimate Fan or Debbie the Texan jumping on their Instagram and being like, hey, what's the deal with me not being on the Jumbotron as much?
Yeah, at one point he suspected that Aaron Rodgers had something to do with it. The guy's like a Gen Z. Like, he is what we would complain about with a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Where we think, like, oh, he thinks he's the main character.
Yes.
He thinks he's the main character.
Oh, no, he thinks this is the reason they're 2-6 right now.
It feels like the story that they told about Trent Dilfer asking why he couldn't get a private jet to get to his game day appearance.
Yes.
Because Kirk Herbstreit has a private jet.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, do we really have to explain to you why you don't get the Kirk Herbstreit treatment?
You ain't as good.
See you later.
Yeah.
See you later, Trent Dilfer.
That's great.
See you later, Fireman Bill, whatever his name is.
Yeah, this is not the way to get back on the Jumbotron, bro. Okay? So that's reason number three.
What was the name of the fireman that Jim Carrey played on in Living Color?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
He's turning into that dude.
A little bit. Not nearly as funny. Well, ironically, he's funny. Number two, five reasons I hate you. Hassan Reddick is on this team, and look, it's his money. I don't care. There's something about me that there's something about guys that just take $9 million and light it on fire that bothers me. Hassan Reddick held out for a new contract and accumulated over $3 million in missed game checks and nearly $6 million in fines that he cannot get back. And he didn't even get a new long-term contract. They, like, redid a few things. They kind of Steven Nelsoned him, it sounded like. You know, like, all right, here's a few little things we can do to this year, and then we'll work on a long-term deal with you down the road. It's just dumb, and it bothers me when people do dumb things that light $9 million on fire.
When Belichick was on McAfee, he said, Reddick came into the game and just ran past the quarterback multiple times, whether it was Drake May or Jacoby, and created those scramble lanes that the Patriots took advantage of. Hassan Reddick, not gonna let that slide. He put on social media, hey, someone call Bill Belichick and give him a job. Seems like he's home bored and can't keep me out of his mouth. Come up for air, why don't you?
Okay. He's got like seven jobs right now.
Yeah. Seems like he's bored. Like he was actually working at a job when he said
that. Right, he's doing Inside the NFL, as he's saying.
Yes. This is how checked out Hassan Reddick is on anything, like including the way to do business in the NFL, which he miserably failed at this last offseason. It was like, well, he does have a job. That's what he was doing when he said those things about all the things that you did do in the game last week.
His job is to talk about how poor you played and how silly your holdout was. That's his job. It's all of our jobs.
So we need Hassan Reddick running past C.J. Stroud multiple times tonight. Create some running lanes for C.J. Stroud.
The music stopped. I'm a little taken. We still have reason number one. Is it still playing? Okay. Oh, it's had to reset. I got you. Reason number one to hate the New York Jets. I mean, this is a pretty simple one, but it's annoying. They're not in New York.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
No,
they're in New Jersey.
Like all of their
the Jets used to have their offices in New Jersey, but no longer. So both the Giants.
They used to have their offices in New York.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
They used to be in New York, but now they're in New Jersey.
Right.
So like, yeah, both the Giants and the Jets are completely and totally New Jersey entities.
Yes.
And yet they're the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Which is.
No.
It's really annoying.
And it's
one of the ugliest parts of New Jersey.
Yeah,
I'm offended almost on behalf of New Jersey.
Yeah, the Meadowlands?
More so than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, they are not the New York Jets. They are the Newark Jets. They are more the Newark Jets than they are the New York Jets.
The new stadium is more of a joint venture than it used to be, because it used to be, okay, it was the Giants Stadium and the Jets happened to play with
it. Yeah, yeah, it was called Giants Stadium.
But it was always fun when you go to play there, because it was like such a low-rent way to try to make it look like Jets Stadium.
I know.
You walk through the hallways and you could see the permanent paintings on the wall of the Giants stuff,
yeah,
their logos and everything. But on game day, the Jets would put like a janky tarp up over it,
yes,
with a Jets logo on it. But it was like from two logos ago, and
they're a homeless team. They're like an orphan team, because they've never, even before they played in Giants Stadium, they were playing in Shea Stadium before that. Like, they had to share it with the Mets. So yeah, like, man, y'all are billionaires now. Go build your own deal, man. Jet Life Stadium. Shut up, Fireman Ed. You suck. All right. Up next, does Aaron Rodgers have beef with C.J. Stroud? Let's reprise some audio. Does Aaron Rodgers have a little extra in the holster tonight for C.J. Stroud? We'll have that audio for you coming up next. But first, Seth has the injury report.
Oh, we do. Look, Azeez Alshire and Jimmy Ward both out, although they hypothetically would have practiced yesterday, but they're out for the week. Damian Pierce, a guy who's gotten a lot of excitement as a kickoff returner, and Patterson, the guard, is still in concussion protocol, so all four of those guys are out. In for Thursday night football, Henry Toa-Toa, Kalen Bullock, and Kamari Lassiter. That is your injury report, brought to you by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. If you are on the injured list right now, if you're in an injury and you could not play football tonight or go about your day because you're in an accident and it wasn't your fault, whether it was an auto accident, a slip and fall, whatever it might be, call Mokarem Injury Lawyers. It's as simple as that. Mokarem Injury Lawyers have helped thousands of Houstonians when they're in situations just like you are, where you're not sure where to turn. You don't know exactly what the process is legally. You call Mokarem Injury Lawyers. They'll pick up the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just give them a call at 281-222-2222. That's 281-222-2222. The first consultation is 100% free. You pay nothing at all unless you win. So call Mokarem Injury Lawyers at 281-222-2222. That's 281-222-2222.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.